Alexandria, Auburn, Cabramatta and Campbelltown.
George and Paul on 2UE. It's a wet old Saturday, 18 degrees, raining, and it's, what's the humidity? Ooh, 94%.
I would have thought about 194%.
18 past nine. Now, one of the big stories this week was the New South Wales police arrested four people, including a franchisee of the Sylvania Waters Post Office, uncovering a global firearms trafficking syndicate. Apparently they were coming in bits and pieces, so to speak, through the mail.
Trigger here and a handle there.
They reckon it could be up to about 220 Glocks, coming in from Europe. And we talked to John Tingle. Of course, John Tingle, former MP and founder of the Shooters Party, and a good mate of ours. He's a good bloke, John.
Good bloke.
We talked to him quite a few times over the years about the gun problem in Sydney and how, you know, how they're coming into Sydney. So we thought we might check with him again. You there, John? How are you?
Oh, good morning, George.
Good morning, John.
How are you enjoying retirement?
Who's retired?
Exactly. You're not the type of person to sit back and retire.
They don't let me, mate. They don't let me.
No.
Now, in the last episode of this Handguns in Sydney, I think I might have mentioned to you my mate who worked on in the ports on the waterfront here, and about they were telling us about 5% of the containers get checked. That's 5%, so 95 out of 100 come through without being checked.
Yeah, that's a good in a good year. Yeah. Most years they get about 3%. Yeah.
And I think you told us that they're coming in from China. These ones have actually come from Europe.
Oh yeah, well these ones were sent by mail, and the ones that are coming in from China, I've been saying for about the last 20 years that these are well made imitations of the Glock and pistols of that sort, which are not sent in through the containers and not sent in through the mail. They're brought in physically because, well, our coastline's wide open. You can walk in and out of Australia any time you want to, any time of the day and night, unchallenged.
Yeah, now these ones that are coming in through the post, if you could just explain to our listeners how it is, what they put a trigger in one packet and perhaps a barrel in another one. Is that how it works?
Well, it is, and particularly with the Glock, because, of course, the only metal bits of the Glock, as far as I can remember, are the barrel and the spring.
That's right. They're made of plastic, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly, and you can do that. But look, can I just say to you, this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I mean, even the customs people, customs and border protection people, said last year they detected something like 2,000 bits and pieces coming in. And what they've got here is just the tip of the iceberg of a very, very big and very lucrative smuggling black market in guns, closely related, as we've discussed before, to the drug trade.
Okay, now can you tell me, John, how could I get myself a handgun? How could I get myself a Glock? Let's do it two ways.
Yep.
One, I want to do it totally legally and above board, and the other way, I want to do it underhand.
If you want to do it legally, George, what you do is you go and you join a pistol club, and you spend 6 months being qualified to handle a pistol, shooting little tiny 22 pistols that the club will let you shoot under one-to-one supervision.
Yeah.
After 6 months, you can then apply to get one of those for yourself, and you've got to go through a rigorous police checking process, and you've got to get a permit to acquire, and you've got to buy a gun and all the rest of it.
Mm.
After 12 months or more, you may be able to buy a larger caliber gun, but you are so totally, tightly controlled in storage and everything else, the police can turn up any time they want to make sure that you have that gun in your possession and stored in specified storage.
It's a safe, isn't it? You've got to have it in a safe.
Oh, a big safe. Yeah. If you're storing a handgun in a safe, it's got to be about 250 kilograms empty, and it's got to be a fixed
structure. Okay, that's way too much trouble, so I'll get one from the pub. How do I do that?
Oh, you go out to one of the western suburbs pubs or anywhere around King's Cross or those places and just ask.
You're kidding me.
You may not remember it, but there's a very good program on television a couple of years ago about this, and they sent a reporter with a hidden camera who just stopped the first bloke he saw in the street in King's Cross and said, "Where can I get a gun?" They said, "What do you want, a semi-auto, a revolver, or what?"
All right, now, John, after I've gone around and I've shot up the streets a bit and fired off the ammo that came with the gun, I'm out of ammo.
Yep.
So how do I buy ammunition? I believe there's some law, there's new law coming in where they're going to sort of cut down on people, but there's no actual restriction on how much you can buy. What's the story there with the ammo? Once you've fired off those initial rounds, you know, you've run the gun in and you decide, off you go. Where do you get your ammo from?
Well, first of all, you get rid of the gun. That's an important point.
Oh, no, I haven't shot anybody with it. I just fired it in the air, you know.
Well, that doesn't matter if you fired shots and people have heard them. Anyway, what you do with the ammo is you go and buy it on the black market. The point about it is, and George and Paul, I've got to say to you, quite seriously, this bill, which is designed to get people to buy only ammunition for which they can prove they have a particular gun, is the most embarrassing, pointless, counterproductive, self-defeating piece of legislation that I've seen.
Why is that, John?
And I've been covering politics since 1952. It won't work for a number of reasons. You know I've got a few guns.
Mm.
You know the last time I bought ammunition from a gun shop? About 40 years ago.
You make it yourself.
Yeah, of course you do.
Oh, okay.
But the point is that if I can make it myself, if I wish to do so, I can make it for criminals, can't I?
Yeah, but is it just ordinary, normal ammo that a Glock uses?
Yeah, it depends on the caliber. There are several calibers of the Glock, but all those calibers are reloadable.
So even if you couldn't, if you, you weren't good enough to do that yourself, there would be people making it here that you could buy it off on the black market, isn't it?
Well, of course, if there are people here who are prepared to sell you guns on the black market, and those people can smuggle those guns into the country as easily as it's obviously happening, then what problem is there either to smuggle in ammunition or to make it locally?
Now, you said if just because I fired the shots in the air, I should get rid of the gun. That's a bit wasteful, I'm thinking, personally.
Yeah, but
how much are these Glocks? How much would it cost me?
Well, I mean, on the black market, they're probably worth about $3,000 or $4,000 minimum.
Yeah. What, a Glock?
Yeah.
Well,
the Glock is the gun all the bad guys want because it's supposed to be the glamour pistol.
I'm not going to throw that away lightly.
Well, if you're in the drug trade, you will, because you can buy another one. And this is what I'm saying, and I'm told by my police sources that, but the interesting thing is that after these guys have done a shoot-up or something, they get rid of the gun because, of course, if they're caught with it, it can be ballistically traced back to them that that shooting was something that they did. So they get rid of it and they go and buy another one.
Yeah, no,
that's why the trade is so good.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, no wonder it's thriving, because where they come from, they probably cost about $20 or $30 maybe.
Well, in China, a Glock replica costs about $300.
Oh, that much?
Yeah. Because they've still got to make them, but they're very good replicas. If you can sell them for I've heard $5,000 on the black market to the drug trade.
This is big money.
That's a big markup.
Is it true this is bigger than drugs?
Oh, well, it's as big as and more lucrative in many ways, because the risks are not as great. You don't have to stand around on the street peddling stuff to people. They'll come to you. One trade can get you as much as probably a whole night's trading in drugs. And that's why this bill that they're putting up at the minute, once again, is not aiming itself at that particular problem. It's only restricting the people who don't break the law.
Yeah.
And
right.
it shows an embarrassing...
Well, I thought you were breaking the law if you had an unlicensed gun, but that doesn't seem to apply these days.
Well, nobody cares. Probably as many unlicensed guns as there are licensed ones at the minute. And what it shows is that the people who devised this law still don't understand anything about the problem of illegal firearms being criminally used. And until they do, they're not going to be able to do anything about it.
All right, we just wanted to raise the flag this morning and just let people know that just because they're jumping up and down and they found 20 through the post, that's not even the tip of the iceberg.
No, not even the tip of it. Look, we have no way of knowing, but I would suggest that these things, I've been saying it for 20-odd years, I've been saying it to you guys, 20-odd years this has been going on, and God alone knows how many illegal pistols are floating around in this community of ours.
Okay, all right, then. Now go back to your retirement.
Yeah, off you go. Go on.
See ya.
Back to retirement.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. John Tingle, former MP and founder of the Shooters Party, and he always talks real
good
sense.
And a good mate of ours,
And he talks great sense on guns. He knows so much. It's 25 past nine with George and Paul. And by the way, that date for the Japanese surrender was actually dead correct. One of our listeners, who was it? It was one of our listeners. It was Joe. And this is a lovely way of doing it. You could have checked on the internet. You could have run the calendar back to the front. Jo looked up her father's war diary.
Oh, isn't that?
And her father had written it in the diary. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now, that was the 3rd of December.
Barry O'Farrell, our Premier, has just phoned to say that the police said the guns used were worth $10,000 to $15,000. Okay, that's what the police are saying. But what John, I think, was talking about too was the replica, the Chinese replica
cheaper
Glocks.
One, yeah.
The ones that are coming in from Europe are probably real Glocks. Mm. Okay? It's 26 past nine.
George and Paul on 2UE. Thanks to Helen Wong's Tours and harveynorman.com.au. Visit your local store or shop online. When you renovate with Head and Builders, you're renovating with special.